Earlier this week, we learned that the Baghdad bureau chief for news agency Reuters had left the country after he was threatened. Ned Parker was denounced by a Shia paramilitary group's news channel and on Facebook after he reported on lynching and looting in the city of Tikrit. The threats started at the beginning of the month. On Facebook, one commenter said that killing Parker was the best way to silence him. While Parker is now safely back in the US, Iraq remains one of the most dangerous countries in the world for journalists, whether they are foreign correspondents or local reporters. But it's not a surprise, since the country is currently fighting the Islamic State armed group in parts of its territory. According to the media advocacy group, the Committee to Protect Journalists, at least 15 journalists have been killed in Iraq since the beginning of 2013. Earlier this week, I spoke with Alexandra Elkazen, the head of the Middle East desk at Reporters Without Borders. She says journalists are threatened regardless of whether they are located in IS or government-controlled parts of Iraq.
Receiving threats after publishing reports, yes, of course, it's common. It's the first time this year we hear about a reporter being threatened by a Shia armed group. The bureau chief was threatened by the armed group Ashab Ahl al-Haq. So this provoked a new whole atmosphere. So we understand the fear of the journalist for his safety.
How does the country Iraq ranks in this year's Press Freedom Index from Reporters Without Borders?
Actually, Iraq is today one of the deadliest countries for journalists, and it ranks on 156 out of 180 in the 2015 World Press Freedom Index.
What's it like to be a journalist working in Iraq right now?
Local media especially play a crucial role in Iraq, and news gathering and the dissemination is becoming increasingly dangerous. In the areas controlled by jihadi groups such as Islamic State, it becomes more and more complicated for local media or journalists just to do their work on a daily routine and to be able to report without fearing of reprisal and being persecuted. There are a lot of journalists who have fled Mosul, for instance, trying to avoid being under the dictatorship of Islamic State. So they are forced to cover from a certain distance in order to protect themselves. And the result becomes partial and poor coverage of these regions. So many journalists feel closely watched. And in fact, they are right, and we can totally understand it, since such groups use all means possible, including intimidation, abduction, torture and murder against journalists.
And what about journalists working in areas that are not controlled by jihadi groups?
The situation is a bit different, since the threats are less. I mean, it's a different kind. These kind of journalists don't feel as threatened as the others, but there are some journalists that are still prevented from doing their job or providing news information in these kind of areas because, for instance, in recent months, like last year, many administrative and political officials have had no hesitations in abusing the justice system to prevent them from doing their job. So they were the targets of judicial proceedings just for reporting alleged corruption and abuse of power by certain leaders.
Journalists in Iraq face threats from the Islamic State, but also intimidation from the government, if I understand correctly?
Yes, that's correct. In fact, they are taken by the conflict. So this is what happens in conflict zones. They are like the victim of the war in Iraq and the political tension and instability. So all these are negative factors that are having a strong impact on the safety of journalists and media independence in Iraq.
What do they do to intimidate those journalists? So you were talking about a judicial proceeding. Is that the only thing?
I mean, it's not the government. It's more like the local administration.
Individual, then?
Yes. What do they do, for instance, if a journalist like publish an article about the corruption of a certain governor or criticize the way the governor governs the province? For instance, the political official, the governor himself, indirectly can pressure the journalist and try to make a complaint about it and start a judicial proceeding against him.
In areas controlled by IS, the armed group is especially violent against journalists. And despite pressure from the UN, which called this week for the local authorities to protect journalists, the Iraqi government also plays a role in the intimidation of reporters. That's what Ismail Dawood, a program director for the Iraqi Civil Society Solidarity Initiative, told me.
In Iraq, there is, when it comes to government, there is a widespread of corruption. And journalists' work, of course, is monitoring this corruption. And also there is a wide involvement in violence of militias, of political parties, of politicians. While the territory is under Daesh control, journalists represent a threat because they don't fit with the propaganda of the extremists in these cities.
Is the situation when it comes to press freedom in Iraq now worse than what it was 20, 30 years ago under the rule of Saddam Hussein, or is it better, or has it changed?
There is a change, but the change is not in freedom itself, but it's how press are seen now in Iraq. I mean, now in Iraq there are lots of TV channels, lots of radios, lots of journals and newspapers. And you know, also Iraq have entered to the world of internet and new technologies and communications, so social media, bloggers and all of this. In terms of quantity, more Iraqis are involved in journalism as a journalist by profession or as a citizen contributing to the exchange of information. In our opinion, it's making the picture more complex. Now we have more journalists, so we have more persons vulnerable to risks. So in terms of quantity, yes, there is a huge difference. I mean, during Saddam regime, there was one or two TVs, three journals, and that's it, no? Now, in terms of quantity, there are hundreds and maybe more. But in terms of freedom and what politicians or political reality is imposing on Iraqis, the restrictions are still very strong. And if you try to express your opinion, you are under threat.
Is the government taking direct actions against press freedom?
The worst period was the years of Maliki, the ex-prime minister in Iraq that was leading the Iraqi government for 8 years. And the second term, so the last 4 years, were really tough in terms of even legislation. So this government, and actually, unfortunately, it's ongoing, this approach of increasing limits on journalists and on freedom of expression in general. Like, for example, there is a draft clause that has been discussed in the Iraqi parliament, and still there is a draft clause that are valid. One of them is called freedom of expression. Its articles all violate freedom of expression, and it has a policy approach to what is freedom of expression and what is the access to information.
There's an evolution we haven't talked about yet. Apparently, there's more and more female journalists in the country, and your organization is saying that they face specific threats.
Yes, generally speaking, the increase of numbers of persons who are working in media and journalists includes also women, and women now are very active in offline and online journalism. And actually, threats is quite common when it comes to general threats, but for women, there is additional threats. And for example, we are trying to speak about sexual harassment, which is one of the major problems that women journalists have seen, and it's becoming a very wide phenomenon, unfortunately. And we are talking about sexual harassment coming from inside streets, but also inside working environments, so from managers of media, and this is becoming really tough.
As Dawood explained to me, women are underrepresented, often underestimated, and poorly equipped in the Iraqi media sphere. That's why Nibras al-Marmouri decided to create an organization based in Baghdad and called Iraqi Women Journalists Forum. With the organization, she's providing support for Iraqi female journalists. Her decision of remaining in the Iraqi capital was important, and by doing so, these journalists prove that despite threats, they'll continue to report. For RFI, I'm Fabien-Yannick Charbonnel.